What up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State rolls on. This is another postcast edition. Eddie Greer, your host for this Kansas State Podcast. All things Kansas State sports are here in Manhattan, Kansas. Last night, folks, the Bat-Cats, folks, I don't know what it is. This year, at home, in particular, at Toyton Family Stadium, as Wichita State came in to Manhattan and put it on K-State last night, 10-4 was the final score in this one here. After the K-State baseball team went undefeated last week, well, you come home and you drop one to your South rivals, state rivals, Wichita State. There, this game looked to be, well, it particularly was a blowout in this one, but K-State tried to come back down 9-1, and it just wasn't enough there. Despite Kalen Culpepper and Roberto Pena going deep with actual back-to-back jacks, was not even close to being enough for this team to dig themselves out of a hole in this one. Manager Pete Hughes, after the game, after this 10-4 loss, saying, quote, I'll never give up on this team. If there was any team that could come back from a 9-1 deficit, it's this team. It just didn't happen tonight, end quote, Major Hughes says there as well. Wow, yeah, K-State jumped on the star for the Cats early. We take a look at inside the box score here as Wichita State now goes to 21-15. K-State 24-15 now in the air. And this is why I said on this the latest edition of Pro Project Podcast Weekly, I just can't put the Cats up in the top 25 just yet. I was still, you know, with the big stretch coming up. You want to see him take this game at home, but I was kind of precautioned that, and now you drop one to Wichita State here at home. In this case here, let's see, Jace Minor really shut down K-State. He got the win. He goes to 2-0 in the year. Jackson Wentworth now a terrible 1-4 for the Cats here in this one. It was an action-packed first inning. Two by the Shockers, one by K-State, and then a huge four-run third, by the Shockers. Then they pound on three more. K-State bounced back with three of their own in the bottom half, and then K-State did not score again. K-State and Wichita State added one in the top of the ninth inning there. 10 runs, 12 hits, two errors for the Shockers. The losing team, K-State, last night, 4 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. Time of the attendance, 2 hours and 44 minutes in the end. It was jam-packed up in there for Toyton Family Stadium last night. Over 22,000 on hand to see it. In Manhattan, Kansas, of course, here, of course, where your host is, there as well. Bree, yeah, you had Avery Johnson was at the ball game last night, and I believe the women's soccer team was out there as well. So, big-time crowd show out, but K-State baseball did not show out last night at Toyton Family Stadium last night. Nick Goodwin, we'll get to him later on in the week, but he went 2-for-3 in the game. Kalen Culpepper, I said, he hit one of the two bombs for K-State, 2-for-4, drove in three of the four runs by Kalen Culpepper. Roberto Pena drove in the other one with a solo jack in the fourth inning there. Jackson Wentworth, the losing pitcher, only went three. Boy, Wichita State banged him around a little bit. 6 runs, all of them earned, 8 hits, didn't walk anybody, and didn't strike out anybody either. Mason Buss, Kyler Henney, and Cole Wissenbaker covered the rest of the way for that K-State bullpen there as well. As, yeah, K-State baseball team drops one of the Shockers there at home last night. There as well. Roberto Pena, his 10th home run of the year there last night, continues a tremendous run for Roberto Pena here in the last, what, about a month now? he's been on a roll there. Kalen Culpepper, second straight game with a homer last night there. And K-State, staying on that back-to-back theme, goes back-to-back for the third time in 2023. Cash Ruggley streak of on-base streak continues. 21 games in a row for Cash for getting on base any type of way there as well. And now, Cats has been money on the road this year. Who would have said that going into the year? And now you can't really pair the two because now you suck at home. You're not that good at home, but you're playing much better baseball at away from Twain. So can't figure that one out. But they go back on the road here, and we'll see what they can do against a four-game road trip combined with UC Irvine and UC Riverside. That's going to start April 21st. So that's going to be... it's going to be a four-game set within a two. So here we go again. That reminds me of that whole Stonehill Army series that was here earlier to kick off the home schedule for the Cats here this year. Same thing here with UC Irvine and UC Riverside here. Kicks off a huge stretch of games. So UC Irvine's pretty good. I don't know much about Riverside, but I do know this much. Irvine's, they're pretty damn good at baseball, so we'll see what happens there. But the Cats drop one here after going undefeated last week. Drop one here. We'll see what happens here. Kind of a big week here. If I'm K-State here again, the best foot forward here is a split. Maybe get 3 or 4. Best case scenario is really this. That'll be really shocking if they go there and sweep. But the best case scenario is to take 3 or 4 from those teams. Worst case, you split and get ready for a critical stretch for the Big 12 games here down their stretch here for Major PQs and a K-State baseball team. K-State baseball now, overall now, I just said it, 24-15. This was not a Big 12 conference game. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. Your first time listening to Triple P, welcome aboard the podcast. You love what you're hearing. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your favorite podcast out there as well. Make sure you add this K-State podcast to your collection of other K-State good content podcasts out there around here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's going to do it on this postcast edition of K-State Baseball. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. Again, we appreciate you for continuing to listen to this podcast. As we continue to work our way through the rest of the work week, we will talk to y'all on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast. And make sure you listen to our latest episode, episode 154 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly.